I was making radio shows for fun. Everybody does it. Everybody I know.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. You'll turn to that station.
All systems go, Michael.
Oh, God, here we go again. Dork alert.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
I will win the crowd. I will give them something they've never seen before.
You tell them I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Ladies and gentlemen, HamRadio.com is proud to present, from our studios, high atop North Broad Street here in beautiful Philadelphia, this is The Proof of Concept. And here's your host, the one, the only, Mike Cunningham! Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Proof of Concept. Proof of Concept number 153. You know the hotline. It's 267-828-0112. Email address is proofofconcept@hamradio.com. I am, of course, your host, Mike Cunningham. And we have a fantastic show for you today. You know why? You know why? The reason why is because it is my birthday. That's right, my birthday. Can you believe it? 37 years young. We're old, depending on how you feel. But, you know, as you get older, you think birthdays just aren't as good as they were when you were young, getting Star Wars action figures and all sorts of toys and clothes that you really don't need or want. But I've learned as I've gotten older that actually it's they're actually getting better. A couple of ways. Well, normally with my family, we still get together on my birthday. I get to see my nieces, not tonight, but I'll get to see my nieces at some point to celebrate my birthday. And the biggest thing is Facebook. 5 years ago, when there was no Facebook, you'd get maybe a handful of emails, a couple of phone calls, or whatnot. Now, with over 300 friends on Facebook, you're getting flooded with happy birthday messages. Now, I'm not always the best at wishing people happy birthday on the Facebook, but when you get that flood of responses, it actually makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you have a lot of friends. We're going to be talking about a bunch of different things. Why I haven't been doing a lot of podcasts. What about this promise? 30 posts in 30 days. Is that really going to happen? Well, see, you would think you'd get a post a day, right? Well, maybe not. Maybe you'll get a couple of posts on a Friday, let's say. And I know I promised four Friday podcasts in this month. Well, today's Friday, and you're getting a podcast. Who's to say I'm not going to do two podcasts today? I mean, I won't. I'll barely be able to make it through this one. We'll be talking about the Philly slump as it kind of continues. The Flyers run, of course, we have to talk about that. And the new love in my life. We'll be talking about that pretty shortly. But to go back to talk about my birthday and feeling good with all the messages that you're getting here on the Facebooks. This song goes out to all my friends sending me wishes today. This is Manchester Orchestra, I've Got Friends. You are listening to The Proof of Concept, starring Mike Cunningham, right here on HamRadio.com.
Hey, this is Mike Cunningham trying out our brand new phone number. It's 267-828-0112. I'm listening to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept in the car. How about that? Do you listen to HamRadio.com in the car? That's when I do it. Sometimes I listen to it at home. Sometimes I listen to it in bed when I'm naked and all cuddling up under the covers. How do you listen to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept? Well, call us at 267-828-0112. 0112.
Take the HamRadio.com shopping experience. T-shirts for men and women, hats, beer mugs, a wall clock, and much, much more. Go to HamRadio.com, click on Ham Shop, and start buying today.
That's right. Hope you like your present. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Lisa, it's your birthday. God bless you this day. You gave me the gift of a little sister, and I'm proud of you today. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
I wish you better than your heart desires.
And your first kiss from a boy. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. Lisa, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Yeah. Oh, this is the best present I ever got. Thank you, Bart.
This is HamRadio.com. You are listening to The Proof of Concept. Now back to our host, Mike Cunningham.
All right, we're back. Manchester Orchestra, we played a little bit earlier. And that was Happy Birthday, Lisa, Bart Simpson, and I believe Michael Jackson, which makes that whole line, wishing your first kiss is from a boy, a little bit awkward. A 16-year-old sailor on a round-the-world journey was adrift in the frigid southern Indian Ocean on Friday as rescue boats headed toward her yacht, damaged by 30-foot waves that knocked out her communications and prompted her to set off a distress signal. After a tense 20 hours of silence, a search plane launched from Australia as West Coast made radio contact with Abby Sunderland on Friday. The boat's mast was broken, ruining satellite phone reception. All was not too bad at all because she was able to keep her Farmville farm alive on Facebook while she waited for help. Dutch murder suspect Joren van der Sloot told police investigators that he knows the location of the body of missing U.S. teen Natalie Holloway, the chief of Peru's criminal police said. He let slip that he knew the place where this person was buried. Van der Sloot, of course, is in Peru on charges of murder. 5 years to the day that Natalie Holloway was missing, van der Sloot, of course, is the primary suspect in that case. Pope Benedict XVI begged forgiveness Friday from abuse victims for the sins of priests and promised to do everything possible to ensure that Roman Catholic clerics don't rape or molest children ever again. Oh, finally. Great. It's 2010. We've been hearing about the rape and molest problems in the Catholic Church for 30 years. But right now, it's just not right now. Yeah, right now. Now we beg for forgiveness. Now this is important to us. Now this is something that we want to touch on. This is something right now. Yeah, well, you know, we were sorry. We're sorry. But, you know, now we'd like to forgive us. Unbelievable. Well, you know what? That noise in the background you hear, that is the air conditioning in my apartment building. And nowhere do you need more air conditioning than in South Africa right now, as the heat is boiling over as the World Cup begins. And men all across the United States have now have to learn what soccer is so that they can speak about it at parties without looking like an a-hole. We have to feign interest. We have to get excited about Landon Donovan and others. And
oh, I forgot to bring that over.
Hold on for 1 second. Yes, I actually stopped to get a Sports Illustrated magazine because I wasn't prepared. Anyway, this is all I'm going to do, is I'm going to name the folks that are on the USA men's soccer team, and you tell me if you've heard of them. Midfielder Michael Bradley. Defender Jay DeMeritt. Jose Torres. Midfielder Benny Fielhaber? DeMarcus Beasley, midfielder. Oguchi Onoyewu, defender. Robbie Finley, forward. Clarence Goodson, defender. Jonathan Spector, defender. Tim Howard, I know, he's the goalie, right? Stuart Holden. Edson Buttle. Brad Guzan. Ricardo Clark. Carlos Bocanegra. Marcus Hahnemann. Hercules Gomez. Steve Cherundolo. Maurice Adu. Not Freddie Adu. Maurice Adu. Jonathan Bornstein. Clint Dempsey. I think I know who he is. Bob Bradley is the coach. Josie Altidore. And, of course, Landon Donovan. And they all have Twitter accounts, supposedly. Anyway, the World Cup begins tomorrow against England. Who has the better wags? That is wife and girlfriends. Well, I think it ends up being it's the English. But I think the American soccer players probably have a pretty good hand on who's got the better looking wives and girlfriends. It's probably Derek Jeter. All right, it's time for Who's the Biggest Celebrity Born Today? Actor Josh Jackson was born today. Also, actor Shia LaBeouf. Who's bigger, the guy from Fringe or the guy from the Transformer movies? Well, Shia LaBeouf is a bigger celebrity than Joshua Jackson. But is Shia LaBeouf a bigger celebrity than quarterback Joe Montana? All sorts of Super Bowl MVPs and whatnot. Is he a bigger celebrity? No, I don't think so. I think Joe Montana and his Skechers are a bigger celebrity than Shia LaBeouf. Is Joe Montana a bigger celebrity than actress Adrienne Barbeau? And while we're always fan of the busty Adrienne Barbeau, she is not a bigger celebrity than Joe Montana. But is Joe Montana a bigger celebrity than actor Gene Wilder? Of Gene Wilder. We're going to go with no. Joe Montana is the biggest celebrity born today that isn't named me, Mike Cunningham. One of my favorite songs going right now, and I can't tell you why, because I think it's been out for a little while, is a band called Hockey. And we'll be talking about the Stanley Cup playoffs when we get back. So it's quite fitting that we play this song. This song, see, when I first heard it, I thought it was like a Jeff Lynne produced Tom Petty song or a Travon Wilbury song, but that rocked. See what you think. Email address is proofofconcept@hamradio.com. Don't forget, you can call us on the hotline, 267-828-0112. You leave a message, we'll put you on the air. Soon, we're going to be taking phone calls live here in the studio. We are going to have in-studio guests in future podcasts this month. I promise you this. Of course, I failed you with many, many promises in the past couple years. But no more. This is my 37th year, and we're going to do something about it. Hockey, here on the Proof of Concept. Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it.
Listening to the Proof of Concept right here on hamradio.com.
Hey, this is Mike Cunningham trying out our brand new phone number. It's 267-828-0112. I'm listening to hamradio.com's Proof of Concept in the car. How about that? Do you listen to hamradio.com in the car? That's when I do it. Sometimes I listen to it at home. Sometimes I listen to it in bed when I'm naked and all cuddling up under the covers. How do you listen to hamradio.com's proof of concept? Well, call us at 267-828-0112.
Take the hamradio.com shopping experience. T-shirts for men and women, hats, beer mugs, a wall clock, and much, much more. Go to hamradio.com, click on Ham Shop, and start buying today. This is hamradio.com. You are listening to the Proof of Concept. Now back to our host, Mike Cunningham. Cup fever took over Philadelphia in the last couple of weeks as an improbable run for the Philadelphia Flyers took them all the way to Game 6 of the Stanley Cup playoffs here in Philadelphia at the Wachovia Center. The Flyers looked like a mess early in that game, and Chicago scored first. It was back and forth, but Chicago took the lead in the third period, and it looked like all was lost. In the third period is when Scotty Hartnell put one in with almost 4 minutes left in the game. The pass from Ville Leino, who had been phenomenal. That line had been doing some great job. Danny Briere's score in the second period for the Flyers to take a 2-1 lead was one of the best goals I've ever seen. Unfortunately, they gave up a soft goal a little bit later to Patrick Sharp, and that just really kind of sealed the deal on how things were going to work. And the final goal, Patrick Kane scoring in overtime to win the cup, was like, what happened? Everybody's all confused, like, is it over? And that's just the stunning way how these things can end. It's, you know, you have all this buildup during this improbable run, you know, you're hanging out at a bar with a bunch of hipsters and even they're enjoying the game. It's weird how Flyers hockey can take over a town like that. Not that any of the other sports but it's something different about hockey. And I don't know, I can't really explain. It's a different kind of buzz. I think it's because of the tension that's involved in the game, and that it moves so quickly, and that for the most part, a lot of people don't get the rules, so they just kind of like, you know, let things happen. With baseball, you know, it's slower, and the tension mounts, and it's not as overwhelming as hockey can be, because at any moment a score can happen. Completely different from the World Cup, where I don't think I've ever had tension watching soccer. But there has been a lot of tension in this guy's chest when it comes to the Phillies, who have been absolutely awful as of late, offensively. Pitching-wise, they've had some great, great pitching performances from Cole Hamels and Roy Halladay, Jamie Moyer, and Kyle Kendrick, although he got bombed his last time out. Joe Blanton hasn't really been very successful since he's returned from the disabled list. The Phillies are still just a couple games out of first place here on my birthday, and I don't think that's going to be the case after this interleague play. They are in real trouble. If the Bats do not wake up, they could find themselves slipping and falling way out of first place and perhaps out of contention for the whole thing. And one of the guys who needs to step up
is Raul Ibanez, who's just really struggling this year. He really struggled out of the gate and in spring training, and then has kind of been better, but there's just something about him that just makes it look like he may be done, like Mr. Greg Dobbs. Fella, last night said that might be the last time you play for the Phillies. They got to do something. Interleague play begins with the Boston Red Sox tonight. That's fun. That's a good time. Could have been Game 7 tonight. Could have been enjoying that, but now I got to watch the Phillies in interleague play, and we know how they do there. One thing that Raul Ibanez has tried to do is, you know, normally he comes in playing Pearl Jam music on his approach to the plate, but he changed it up. Noticed that the other day, and thanks to my friend Dennis, who clued me in because I couldn't think of what song it was, but he changed it to Social Distortion, of course, opened up for Pearl Jam way back in October when they closed out the Spectrum. Raul got to meet and greet with Social D and, of course, Pearl Jam, so it seems fitting that Reach for the Sky from their Sex, Love, and Rock and Roll album is his new lineup song.
Reach for the sky, cause tomorrow they never come. if you're listening. Whoa.
Do you know what you're listening to? Do you know what you're listening to right now? You are listening to The Proof of Concept, starring Mike Cunningham, right here on HamRadio.com.
Pretty awesome song, Reach for the Sky from Social Distortion, here on the Proof of Concept. Proof of Concept at hamradio.com is the email address. 267-828-0112 is the hotline. This is Proof of Concept number 153. If you are playing along at home with your picture pages, you can go ahead and fill out the maze and get Cunny to the Sprint phone that he's holding in his hand right now. The HTC Evo, it's a 4G phone. The first ever 4G phone. This isn't commercial. This isn't. We don't have commercials here. Well, we do have commercials. This is not a paid commercial. There are no paid commercials here on Ham Radio's Proof of Concept. Yet, if you'd like to support the program, you can email us at proofofconcept@hamradio.com. So what does this phone do? Well, here's an advertisement that I'm going to read from Sprint in the latest Sports Illustrated. First is fast. See, it's the first ever 4G phone, so that's why it's first. First is generous sharing internet with up to 8 Wi-Fi enabled devices. So if you see me, I can hook you up to the internet. Always bring something new to the party, like front and rear facing cameras. Let your mind go wild in how you can use that. Can stream live video to the web. It's 4G, but plays nice with 3G as well. It isn't later, it's now. And what will you do with Evo, the first 4G phone? Right now, I just stare lovingly at it. That's really mostly what I do. I haven't really downloaded a ton of apps for it, but I'm constantly looking at it. And especially today, now that I'm getting all these emails, status wall postings on Facebook wishing me a happy birthday. I've been looking at it and staring at it all day and getting all excited every time you hear the little beep or whatnot. It's just so, I don't know, there's just something delicious about it. Speaking of delicious, got my tickets for the AT&T National, which will be coming to Aronimink Golf Club 4th of July weekend. It's part of the FedEx Cup Series. And, of course, it used to be the Tiger Woods Tournament. And Tiger Woods will be there. But what won't be is my new phone. That's right. They send you a list of items that are not permitted on the golf course. And I'm going to read some of them to you. Backpacks, large purses, and bags larger than 6 feet by 6 feet. 6 by 6 by 6. That looks like 6 feet or inches. Inches. 6 inches. 6 by 6 by 6. No pagers. No pagers allowed. I assume they think that some of their guests are drug dealers from 1988, huh?
Can I ask you a question? Do you know if the hotel's pager friendly?
What do you mean?
I'm not getting a sig on my beeper.
I'm not sure.
Is there a payphone bank? A bunch of payphones? Business.
What else can't you have? Beverage containers. Cameras. No cellular phones or PDAs, and my Evo would count. No chairs or umbrellas in bags. No umbrellas in bags. No coolers, no folding armchairs higher than 18 inches or wider than 20, no ladders or step stools, no pets or animals, no periscopes, you know, in case you want to see Nazis off the coast, no picnic baskets, why wouldn't you be allowed to bring picnic baskets? Is it because they make noise?
That's the noisiest picnic basket I've ever seen, Boo-Boo.
I don't get it.
There was nothing in the basket except whistles, bells, and one piece of chocolate cake.
I guess that would upset Tiger Woods. All this stuff seems to be dedicated to preventing Tiger Woods from getting upset. No radios, no signs or banners, no televisions, no video cameras, no weapons or firearms, or any other items indicated by tournament staff. How about that? So the tournament staff can just make their own. What I want to know is, because I have two tickets here, am I allowed to bring a Nazi stripper with tattoos on her forehead? I don't know. That's a question I may have to ask tournament officials. This band played on Jimmy Fallon the other night. They're a local band. And the lead singer is the younger brother of one of my close friends on the Facebook or in the world or whatever. Actually, he's not on the Facebook. He's on Twitter. Here they are, Circus Survive. This is what they played the other night, Imaginary Enemy.
Killing me, chances are you
Do you know what you're listening to? Do you know what you're listening to right now? You are listening to The Proof of Concept, starring Mike Cunningham, right here on HamRadio.com.
Hey, this is Mike Cunningham trying out our brand new phone number. It's 267-828-0112. I'm listening to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept in the car. How about that? Do you listen to HamRadio.com in the car? That's when I do it. Sometimes I listen to it at home. Sometimes I listen to it in bed when I'm naked and all cuddling up under the covers. How do you listen to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept? Well, call us at 267-828-0112.
Now we return you to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept.
Well, it's time for me to get out of here and celebrate my birthday. I want to thank you for spending a little bit of time with me as I begin, I guess, what's my 38th year on the planet? So the next time we have a birthday podcast, I'll be 38 years old. Oh, that's quite depressing. I'm in my late 30s now. Late 30s! Good God. Oh, good God. Is this a midlife crisis starting right now? Oh, jeez. Where's my Corvette? All right. Everybody should have a birthday song. And what song really jazzed you up for the last year? You call that your birthday song. Will that hockey song be my favorite song of the next year? Or perhaps that Manchester Orchestra song? I don't know. But I'll tell you which song really got me going in the past year. That's course, The Heavy. That's right. How You Like Me Now. You know, you've seen it on David Letterman and on all sorts of commercials. I'm going to leave you with this. Now you know what's going on, my friends. Please tell all your friends about us. 267-828-0112 is the hotline. Leave us messages. We are going to do another podcast in 7 days. I promise you. Proof of Concept at HamRadio.com. Tell us all the great things that we did or what you're missing or... You just needed more anger from me. I didn't get angry today. Maybe I will next week. How You Like Me Now, here on The Proof of Concept. We'll see you next time.
Tonight.
You have been listening to The Proof of Concept starring Mike Cunningham right here on hamradio.com. The Proof of Concept is recorded Monday through Friday and is a production of hamradio.com, a division of Cunningham Communications and Productions. Any comments, suggestions, requests, or inquiries can be made by sending an email to proofofconcept@hamradio.com. All opinions expressed within this program are solely of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of hamradio.com, its parent company, its subsidiaries, nor the affiliates of hamradio.com. Copies of this program may be distributed to anyone you like without express written consent of Major League Baseball. The Proof of Concept is not brought to you by the following: Enron, the Department of Homeland Security, Tyco, WorldCom, Arthur Anderson, Martha Stewart, Sarbanes-Oxley, Karl Rove, Fox News, Sean Hannity, Paul Abdul, The White House, the WNBA, LakesidePark.com, Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo, Joey Buttafuoco, O.J. Simpson, Tara Reid, Paris Hilton, U2, Jay-Z, Destiny's Child, The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, The Family Guy, South Park, The Simpsons, Jenna Jameson, Elle McPherson, Pamela Anderson, Howard Stern, Infinity Broadcasting, and Beetlejuice.